Hey guys, welcome to our first ever episode of Let's Talk Nonsense with your host Eric
and Emily.
Let's Talk Nonsense is literally about us talking about anything. You guys can DM us, ask us questions, anything you guys want to know, for advice, we'll answer them. This podcast is also to help us grow together and to just let you guys know our journey on being young parents and just trying to grow and try to see what we can do with this. You know, we hope to entertain you guys, build an audience, a community, and more importantly, help each other grow and build. So Let's Talk Nonsense is based on just anything. Literally, we can talk about things going on social media, things going on in the news, politics. We'll never get into that. We don't want to get canceled. But yeah, so hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and let's get into some questions that we asked on social media to see if people replied. And yeah, let's get started to Let's Talk Nonsense. So let's get right into the first question that we asked us on social media.
All right. So someone asked, how did you guys feel / react to being pregnant? What was your second thoughts? I was scared. Very scared. A lot of things rushed through your mind. Well, through my mind. But I always knew being a young parent was probably going to be, like, the only option. Because there's no way I would be able to be capable of doing any other option, honestly.
Yeah, I feel honestly the same thing. Like, it's a good thing that we're actually young parents, though. Because you're honestly never ready to have a kid. But I feel like if you do it young, one, okay, people are like, yeah, you don't get to live your life. Like, go out there, live your life. But honestly, it ain't that bad. You can still live your life and do everything you wanted to do before just with the family. What's better than spending it with two best friends? Literally got your wife or your girlfriend and a little baby, a mini you. Like, what? You know?
That's true.
Okay. So we answered that question. Next question.
What's the baby's name going to be?
So initially, we thought it was going to be a boy. So it was going to be Ander. But now we got her blood work back and everything. And it's a girl. So it's going to be Emma Mia.
Okay, so the next question is, have you started planning for your wedding? So we have and we haven't. So we want to do a small party before we get married to the church.
Not a big party because, you know, COVID and everything.
Exactly. So we're going to do something small. And then, or maybe hopefully, like, once the baby's born, we'll do that. That way, she's with us.
Yeah, we'll still get married, though. Like, through the court and everything. We'll just wait for the ceremony, the party, until later. Just so whole quarantine goes down and this whole COVID. And yeah.
We have time to save.
That too.
So, and the next question is, what's the name of your podcast? My question is, what's your opinion on online learning?
So, the name of our podcast is Let's Talk Nonsense. And this question, obviously, I can't answer it because I don't go to school and work full time. So, Emily, go ahead.
Okay, so online learning, when we first transferred, I was like, oh, cool, I don't have to go to school. You know, like, it's great. And it was good at first because I would just wake up right before class would start. But my professor would actually, like, teach us. And then that was the end of the semester. And then this semester, I have the same professor because I retake the course. And it's completely different. I don't like it because we're learning from someone else's teaching, not hers. And we only meet on Mondays for a quiz. So we're basically on our own. And it's like that for every class. So I don't really like it right now. But I can't do anything about it.
So we only answer 4 questions. And we want to save more questions for our next episode. So we're going to be doing that, just picking random questions and choosing people to answer the questions, their advice. So if your question wasn't answered, don't be salty about it. We're just trying to get segments and move on. You know, it's our first episode, so we're trying to make it short, not too long. And then maybe our next one will get longer and a little bit better. And not just better in us talking, but in editing, questions, quality, longer time. But right now, yeah, let's just go into the section of Let's Talk Nonsense. It's where we literally talk about anything and just communicate about anything going on in the world. You ready?
Yep.
So what should we start with? What should we talk about? You want to talk about Emma?
Yeah, we can talk about Emma.
What do you want to talk about, Emma? What do you want to say?
Should we start, like, how it all happened, like, the beginning? I feel like that's everyone's question.
What do you mean?
Like, how we found out, how our parents reacted, like, the story of the beginning of Emma.
Yeah, we can start with that. So, you know, the magic happened. You know. We were like, then like a couple weeks passed by. We're like, oh, like she's late on her period. We're like, oh, maybe she's just late this month, you know? But, and then she was eating in the living room with her sister.
I was doing homework. Oh. She was eating. She was eating Greek yogurt. And I would always eat Greek yogurt like nothing. And then that day, I smelt it. And it did not make me feel good. It smelled so gross. So at that point, I already knew that there's a high chance that I was pregnant, especially because I told him to get a test that morning.
And I did.
And he did. And then I want to go take it at a friend's house.
Because you didn't want any evidence here.
Exactly. And then it came out positive.
And I was leaving to Washington soon. So, like, it was kind of a
touchy subject to go.
Yeah, because I was leaving so soon for like, what, 2 weeks?
So it made it seem like, oh, he found out I'm pregnant, he's leaving.
Yeah. But then when we told your parents, I was nervous. I was fucking scared. I was shaking.
He didn't talk.
But I was shaking. I was scared. It was kind of funny. But then now they like, everybody wants to meet Emma and they're all like, oh, Peanut, Peanut, Peanut. Because that's our kid's name is Peanut. Because I didn't know what it was. I didn't want to name it. So I was like, Peanut. So, and then plus, we both like elephants and like just animals in general. So like Peanut. So everything that we've been buying for Emma is like elephant themed. But yeah, but honestly, I got sidetracked. But
so when we told my parents, it's different, especially because we're Hispanic. And I'm a girl, and I was the first one on my side of the family to become a young parent. So it was something very hard for them to process and for me to process and for us to process since we were so, like,
young
and our relationship was very, like,
fresh.
Fresh, yes, exactly.
This happened, what, like a month into us dating?
Two months of
us dating.
Yeah.
And then first week of us dating, I broke your toe at the gym.
And I can't move it.
Hey, memories are created. That's what matters.
Yeah.
But yeah, my parents reacted totally different than I expected. My mom, she was like crying and everything. And like inside, I was just like, why are you crying? Like a life is always a good blessing. Like having a life is always good. She was like, yeah, it's not that I'm like mad or anything. I'm just scared because like, I had all these thoughts rushing through my head and like pretty sure Emily and you have the same thoughts and it's not easy. So I just worry, but she took it better than I expected. My dad did too. He was just like, damn, really? Cause I just kind of like was like, oh, you're having another grandbaby in January. He was like, what? Really? Yeah, it was all right. And now we live together.
Yeah. But the funny thing about our relationship is that it wasn't expected.
Well, like, our age, kids don't really like, or like, oh, I'm gonna get pregnant.
No, I'm talking about like how we started dating.
Oh, okay. It all started at work. Yeah, people say don't date your coworkers.
Yeah. Proved them wrong.
No, but yeah, you want to get into when we first, how everything started with us?
You can do that one.
Okay. So basically at work, we both worked at Sky Zone at the time. And she was in the back working concessions, covering someone's shift. And I was up front working cashier. And she's a lead, so she has like a little swiper to authorize our transactions, certain ones. So I went back, I asked for it. I did the whole transaction. When I went back, I put it on her arm and I was like, "Do you want to marry me?" She was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "What?" And then she was just like, "Well, you have to marry now."
And then a couple weeks later, we worked together again. And then I had said something about like, "Oh, I have somewhere to go."
No, that was the same day.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I put it on your arm. You're like, "Oh, I have a Friendsgiving, but if someone wants to hang out, we can."
Oh, it was that day.
Yeah.
And so technically, I was being bold, and we ended up going to Cane's that night.
We went after our shift.
Which is 11.
Well, we got off at 12. Right, 12?
11. It was like 11:30.
Yeah, 11:30. And we were there until like 3 in the morning. 2 in the morning.
2.
I got home at 3, but... because we left there at like 2:30.
Yeah, and then we started talking in the car.
Yeah, for like, yeah, a good while. It was fun, though. It was interesting.
Yeah, and then we were driving home. And then he started to... because he has a faster car than me. And so he, like, was going fast. And I like to drive fast, well, before the baby.
And she then, never drove fast. She has a little Scion.
So do you!
Okay, but mine's a TC, TRD.
Okay, mine's an IA, okay?
So Lily's like Gary from SpongeBob. She has sport mode, but doesn't go nowhere.
Anyways, he fell in love with me that moment that I kept up with him.
No, I said I fell in love with her the moment I saw her thumb.
Okay, no one's going to understand that, though.
So her thumb is like half cut off, and she just has her nail that's just there.
My thumb is fully there. It's just deformed.
Why is it deformed?
Okay, when I was little, I was playing, and then I decided to get out of my room, and I put my thumb in between the door hinges, and I closed it, and then my freaking finger snapped in half.
So basically, she has a deformed finger, and I fell in love with her finger, not because she was trying to catch up to me.
I mean, if you say so.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
I mean...
No, but yeah, but now we live together, and almost 8 months at the end of this month.
Yeah, and I'm 6 months pregnant.
Damn. That's fun.
That's crazy.
But yeah, everything's elephant-themed for Emma. It's fun. Your grandpa's funny, though. We're having a good conversation outside. And then Evelyn and you guys just came and yelling. I was like, wow. He was telling me about, like, Chicago and, like, Wisconsin and all his stories of...
Where he traveled?
Yeah, he was saying, like, in October, he, like, went 1 year. Like, he landed in Chicago, and there was, like, I didn't see the sun at all until, like, we landed. And then we went back up, and I didn't see the sun again because we were just in the clouds because it was just all snowy. Until we got to Wisconsin, I saw the sun the next day. And I was like, oh, cool.
And he tells you, like, by date, the time.
Yeah, the exact he does. Date. And then he actually thought Emma was a boy, too. He saw the picture. He's like, it's a boy.
Everyone did.
Yeah. But I stayed strong with my faith, and I was like, it's a girl.
Yeah. I was messing around with him. I was like, watch, we're going to go back to the doctor. They're going to be like, oh, it's a girl. And lucky enough, we went, and they're like, oh, we can't confirm that it's a boy.
Yeah, and then... then she did the ultrasound again, and she was like, here are her two legs, and this is in between her legs. There's like, there's nothing sticking out. There's like nothing. It looks like a half circle. Mm-hmm. She was like, so it is a girl, but she was like, we'll do a blood work just so we can confirm. And we did. And it's like, she was like, congratulations on your girl. This is 99.4 accurate. We're like, damn, we're literally having a girl. We're having a girl.
Yeah, it was crazy. Cause I wanted a boy at first. I mean, I still want a boy no matter what. But then I was like, I kind of want a girl, too.
I mean, I feel like it would have been better to have the boy first, just cause it'll grow up and then it'll be a big brother to a little girl. But whichever way, maybe Andrew is like a little girl.
I don't know. What if we have twins and we have a boy and a girl?
What if we have all girls?
Then we have all girls and we relive my parents' life.
Then we have Emery. And then I don't know any other names after that. But yeah, I think this would conclude our first ever podcast on Let's Talk Nonsense. So if you guys want to stay tuned on when we're posting again and whenever we're making more podcasts, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or anything.
TikTok.
Oh, or TikTok. My TikTok, I believe, is just like, it's simple. Nothing too crazy, you know, name. Emily's, on the other hand, is like 20,000 Y's and M's. And basically, if you find mine, you'll find Emily's. But my TikTok is _that11guy_. So if you guys want to know when we're uploading another podcast or when we're going to do anything on our podcast, just follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. If you find one, you'll find the other.
Yeah, but if you don't find him on Instagram, mine is EEMM, and then it's 6 E's at the end.
Oh, wow.
Very easy.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Nonsense, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.